100 Word Stories.
Hello, everyone. This is Lawrence Simon of the 100 Word Stories podcast at oneadayuntilthedayidie.com. And it takes me 4 recordings to get the next topic, the Planet Z story, the introduction, and the finish. Then I drag and drop everything into a single file and put it all in order, and there you go. Of course, I just dilly-dallied for a few hours. Anyway, it's the weekly challenge where I post a topic, you come up with the stories, and I do all that crap, and there's an MP3 file, and ooh, magic. Let's keep going. The topic for this week was mimes, and y'all sent in stories on it, and what am I going to do? I'm going to hit play. No, you can't stop me. I'm going to hit play. Here we go.
Word Stories.
Good morning, it's Lisa from Leicester in the UK, and the word this week is mime. So here's my 100 word story. It's called Bedtime. No one remembered when she'd stopped talking, except her. It was easy to remember your own 9th birthday. She'd got by silently since then with a series of mimes and a whiteboard she took everywhere with her. She'd been prodded and poked by doctors all over the country, but they found no physical reason why. One had shouted, "This needs to stop now." She didn't eat much, but had just started to feel a hunger, a waking need within. As her dad sat on her bed to say goodnight, she decided tomorrow would be the day that she actually told someone. Thank you for listening. Bye-bye.
Good morning, Richard here, and this is my story on the topic mimes. It's called Mimes. I really don't like them. Ambushing you in the street with their silly white faces, striped shirts and gloves, thinking they're oh so clever. It starts with the old stuck-in-a-glass-box illusion, feeling their way around imaginary invisible walls. Then we're treated to the invisible tug of war, the non-existent bunch of balloons threatening to drag them off into the heavens, and then, if you're really, really lucky, the impossibly heavy bag illusion. And unbelievably, they have the temerity to rattle a collection box under your nose. So, I always mime dropping a coin into the box. I'm done. Until next week. Goodbye.
This is Serendipity. And here's my story for this week.
She mimes that she's hungry. She has to. The room is soundproofed, and you can't hear anything through the plate glass. I've kept her prisoner, in that room, for nearly 10 years now. And she's become quite adept at communicating with me by miming. It's probably just as well. I'd have been perfectly happy to leave her to starve to death, and rot. But I figured, if she's going to make an effort, so should I. Considering her condition, it's surprising how elegant and eloquent her communication can be. Almost beautiful. She's proof that art is the product of suffering.
Hello everyone, Lizzie here, and this is my story for this week. The Drunk Monk Tavern didn't have a nice brew, or even acceptable food, but had the best mime contests. Mimes came from miles away to take a chance at winning the big prize. And what was the big prize? Lily. Lily was the daughter of a monk, according to her mother, and Lily desperately wanted to get away from her dishonorable past. The only problem was that she couldn't stand men yapping on and on. She wanted a mime. Her mother agreed, especially because they were running out of room in the backyard, and the local authorities were getting suspicious. And this was my story for this week. Drop by my blog at lizziegoodgov.blogspot.com. And I'll talk to you next week. Bye-bye. Stay safe.
Hello, this is Philip Norville Joe Carroll of norvillejoe.com. And this is my entry for the 100-word weekly challenge number 855 with a prompt of mimes. Remember, the first rule of Tom Club is no one talks about Tom Club. Besides that, the second book of my Pariah series is just gone live on Amazon. So if you're interested, it'll be 99 cents through Monday, which is like the 12th of September. It'll be 99 cents if you're interested. Anyway, here's my story. Before either Bilbert or Linoleum Amanda could say more, their history teacher stood up.
Okay, class, let's have some silence as I take roll.
The two attempted to mime their questions and answers to one another, but mostly made the universal sign for, I don't understand. Bilbert struggled to pay attention in the 45-minute class until he could voice his questions. As they headed back out into the hallway, Bilbert pointed to his friend and said,
Sabrina, this is a friend from my old junior high. Linoleum Amanda.
Linoleum Amanda smiled vacantly and said,
You're a witch, aren't you? I can tell.
Thanks for listening, and we'll see you next week.
Take a trip with me to Planet Z.
As much as people hate mimes, the truth is they don't hate all mimes. Sports mascots with the big cartoon heads and don't speak are actually a form of mime. And yes, they're mimes. They're not clowns. The ones without big cartoon heads are actual people. They're a mix of clown and cheerleader. But the rubber heads, they're mimes. Mimes may use invisible props, while mascots use actual props, but neither speak, and both express themselves with gestures. So yeah, people love some mimes. But that creepy Burger King mascot? Jesus, that guy is fucking creepy. No way, man.
And there you have it. There's the stories about mimes. Each of them 100 words long, I think. I don't know. I don't count. That's up to you. You need to write them, count them, read them, record them, send them in. That's what you do. If you don't want to do it, that's okay too. Take a break. Relax. I can't. Anyway, tomorrow will be another George story, and then in a week, you should have all of those stories on contact lens is the next topic, so have that ready. Thank you all for being a part of this. I may not seem like I'm enthusiastic today. I'm just... what a day. And it's not even over yet. It's not even begun yet. Anyway, whatever. Tomorrow's just a day away, as the orphan kid says. Thank you all for being a part of this, and, as always, keep it brief.